Okay.
Talking Family, Talking Life. Good to have you guys again. Say hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah's grumpy today. She has the look in her eyes. She has the look on her face. Are you grumpy?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. I might be now.
She might be now. Maybe you're not. I'm not grumpy. I'm happy. It is a rainy Thursday, but we have youth group tonight at the house. I mean, it killed my plans of what we're going to do, but smile. That's why you turn off your phone.
I turned off my phone.
I forgot. Okay, so glad you guys are here. Hopefully everybody's having a good week. I was debating, when the COVID first really started getting big 3-4 months ago, I'm telling you, on a ministry side, you just wouldn't believe, well, yeah, you would, how many emails that I would get from organizations.
Everybody's got the ideas.
Everybody has the ideas, the blogs, the podcasts like we're doing. It's just like, oh, and I think so many people are trying to be a help during this time, or were and still are. I believe there are organizations, Christian organizations, that are out there too, that are taking this as an opportunity for financial gain. And yes, I said that, and I stand by that. Yep. And so I just did not want to be one of those people that just did another COVID topic. But I just felt like it might be something good that we touched on as a topic at least one time. But I'm going to take it a little different direction. The big thing that people have been asking themselves, at least from the spiritual world, is, and it's a good question, what did we learn during this time? And that's a good question. I think we need to ask that. But I'm going to take it a little different. And the direction I'm going to take it is what did we miss, or what are we missing during this time? And Sarah and I were talking earlier, and we came up with 6 things I think that we could have missed as Christians during this crisis, if you want to call it that, at this time. I think one thing that we could have possibly missed out on opportunity-wise is the chance to spiritually refuel or spiritually reconnect. In the last 2 weeks in youth group, I've been talking with the senior high and junior high at this whole idea of spiritually refueling. And when COVID first happened, when church assembly cannot happen like we used to, all of us were in, certain different aspects in our spiritual walk. Some of us could have been spiritually full and doing great, and that assembly was taken away, and now we are left on our own to spiritually feed ourselves, if you would. Or maybe some of us at the time when the COVID really happened, we spiritually were at a point where we were about empty and we were running on fumes. And we had this opportunity, a lot of us, where our schedule changed. It was lighter. Some people are busier. Some people's schedule made it more easy to do a lot of different things. But I think the number one thing that I think that we as Christians could have missed out on, but it's still an opportunity to fix, is the time to spiritually reconnect and to refuel. And Sarah could touch on this just here in just a second, but she mentioned this earlier. For a lot of us, the busy excuse of why we aren't connecting with God has been out the window for the last 3 or 4 months.
Well, really, this time is not over either, I guess. That's what I keep thinking as well as we were talking about this topic. You know, for a lot of you guys, if you're local, you're kind of on the same time frame as Mike and I are, where church services have started regathering. Our church is getting ready to enter phase 2. So we're adding in Sunday school and Thursday night and those kind of schedules are picking up and kind of resuming back to normal. A lot of restaurants are open and stores are open. And so life is kind of going back to normal, whatever normal is for us. But we're still not quite in the thick of it for most of us yet. And for those of us that have kids in the home, school is wrapped up pretty much for the year. And, but we still have time that, you know, as we talk about these things today that we hope we haven't missed during this time, we still have time to get into some new routines and some new habits. And if there are some areas in our own personal life that we need to improve, if you want to call it that, there is still time to be redeemed on that. So, you know, even if you didn't take full advantage maybe of some of the things that you're going, oh man, I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have done this during this quieter time in our life. There's still time for that to get into those new healthy routines.
There's no greater thing for your local church, wherever your local church is. There's no greater thing for your church as a whole for you to come back in the assembly spiritually rejuvenated, spiritually refreshed, and spiritually ready to go. And I know, and I again, these have been difficult, trying times, but that still doesn't give us a reason not to be spiritually where we need to be. And that responsibility, no question, has really fallen on us, you know, arguably now more so than ever. And I love Psalm 51. Psalm 51, verse 10 and 12, it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, renew that loyal spirit within me." And then verse number 12, it says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you." And if we're spiritually refueled, if we're spiritually reconnected with God, that will be, I believe, outwardly shown in our joy and excitement. So, missed the opportunity possibly to spiritually refuel. What else could we have possibly missed out on? For most of us, we've had this golden opportunity, and I'm going to have Sarah jump right in on this golden opportunity to reconnect with your own family.
Family's always been a big priority for us. We've always tried to make sure that we're scheduling in time with our kids, and that I don't say that to sound cold, but all of us are very busy, and sometimes we have to make it a point to schedule in reminders and time for ourselves, and to set aside time just like we set aside time with Christ and try to get into a routine with our personal time with that. Our families are, should be next in line in importance as far as relationships, right? Our relationship with God should be first, and then past that, it really should be the relationships with our immediate and even extended family. And man, this has been a lot of fun for us. We've had, well, one, I've spent more time with the kids just because of schoolwork, which that's not really fun time, but it does connect you in a different way. But we've had plenty of time that we haven't had to really schedule in time with the kids. We've had game nights and been outside playing and walks and bike rides and just hitting the basketball and the volleyball around and Legos and forts. And it's just been fun. Lots more cooking. We've gotten more cleaning done. But we've just been more connected as a family, doing things together. A lot of the distractions have been removed. And so we've just been able to enjoy our family more.
Yeah, last night I finally splurged. I think Sarah's against it, but she finally got on my side. I finally bought one of those nice fire pits that you can light with, you know, this propane fire pit, whatever. And it was so refreshing, just because that night was the first night we had it. And the three oldest, especially, I was really proud of Allie, Maddie, Malachi. They just sat out there and they just talked. And not necessarily, I can't remember if they were always on their phone. And I think, if I remember right, I think for a good portion of the time, they were not on their phone. They were just sitting around talking. I'm thinking, this is fantastic. This is what family should be about. And trust me, I know this. You know, families can drive each other nuts when you're in close proximity for that long a time. That's a duh obvious statement. But I can still, you know, I still say this 3 months into this. And again, Sarah and I still went to work. Like, you know, that our work schedule really was not changed at all through this too much. And so I wasn't like a lot, you know, I wasn't like many people who had to stay indoors all the time. But I cherished and I loved the time I was able to reconnect with family. It was good to just to be with them, just to talk with them. And like Sarah said, the different things that we did. And hopefully, for you guys that are listening, hopefully you really appreciated this time. If not, I don't know what to say. Maybe I'm too different. Sarah and I are just too different and awkward, where we just really love our family. And I'm not saying everybody who's listening to this loves their family, right. But
we love spending time with them. I just don't know if I genuinely enjoy them.
And I don't know if I ever get to the opportunity where I've ever thought, man, I hate going home. Or I got to get out. And there's sometimes we got to get out of the house because the kids are about to drive us nuts. But hopefully and prayerfully that if you've not reconnected with your family during this time in a healthy way, that you would make that a priority in the days ahead. So see other things really quick. You know, so hopefully during this time we haven't missed out on the opportunity to spiritually refuel, to reconnect with family. And this next one is my whole theme for our teen camp that we're doing in camp. And I think many of us, hopefully not, but I think some of us, I'll change it to some, have missed out on the opportunity to do some good. And that's my theme for camp this year. We're doing our own camp because our camp we were going to got canceled, so we're doing our own thing. And our theme is do some good. Even though we were on lockdown, on quarantine, we still live in a day and age where we have many opportunities or had opportunities during this time and still have opportunities just to do something good, to be encouraging, to reach out to your community and be a help to different organizations, to people, to contact with people. We're going to talk about that in just a second. I came across Colossians chapter 4, verse number 5. It says, live wisely among those who are not believers. And then the second part of that verse, it says, and make the most of every opportunity. For me, myself, I've missed out on many opportunities to share the gospel like I need to. But we've also missed out, but not just that, but I've missed out on opportunities probably just to do some good. I mean, people right now are looking, if you haven't noticed, people right now are looking for fights. People right now are looking for arguments. People right now are looking for ways just to be discouraged, to be honest with you. But right now, we need to step up and find the opportunities to speak good, to act on good things, to help a person that is in need, in financial need. And again, like we talked about earlier, the busy things out the window for a lot of people during this time. We had to be proactive and creative in finding ways to be good. And unfortunately, I think there are Christians out there who missed a golden opportunity to proclaim the name of Christ. Sarah's nodding her head. So yeah, so gives me the thumbs up. You less grumpy now? You less grumpy now? Just so they know. Just so the audience knows. Say, I'm not grumpy.
I wasn't grumpy to begin with.
No, she's grumpy. Just kidding. Ooh. All right. We're talking about next week on how to heal our marriages next week. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. So, spiritually refuel, reconnect with family, opportunity to do some good. And this is a big one for me. Sarah's going to jump on this one right here. No?
I don't know what it is.
Number 4, that right there. Oh. All right. Number 4. Now, I'm going to tell you, again, we don't know why God allowed this, okay? Everybody has their ideas, thoughts, or whatever. We don't know. But some of us missed out on the opportunity just to stop and refresh.
Just to rest. I've been telling people for weeks now, this is the first time in my life that Mike and I both grew up in ministry and we grew up in very busy, ministries or ways of doing ministry. And that's all well intentioned, but many of you, whether you're full-time ministry, whether that's your career, your job, or you're just actively involved in your church, we don't Sabbath. We don't rest. And that is not God's intention for our lives. It was Sunday was created, Sabbath was created because we are created with human bodies, human minds, human emotions, and we need to rest. We need to be refreshed. And those of us that are very busy, because Sunday is considered our day of rest, our Sabbath day, we have become so busy on Sundays that we are just getting the stuff done. And this quarantine time was the first time in my life that I ever remember stopping to break during the week and rest. Because even days that are like our days off, we're still busy doing stuff. And frequently, we're busy doing ministry stuff. We've got, it might be a day off, but we've got a 3-hour board meeting, or it's a day off and we have a youth activity, or, you know, it's, we're having people into our home. And so this was the first time that I truly remember Sabbathing, as I've been calling it. It's been really, really refreshing, really nice.
See, I'm 40 years old, done this, you know, Sarah and I have been in ministry a long time, grew up a family in ministry, what have you. If there's one commandment that I have seen thrown out the window just as much, if not more than anything, mm-hmm. it's this whole idea of the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
And to talk to people about it, to talk to other spiritual people about it, it blows, and they can't justify it. And, I mean, I look at Exodus chapter 20, where it says, remember to, you know, observe the Sabbath day, keep it holy. It talks about 6 day each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. And on that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons, your daughters, males and female servants, livestock, or any foreigners living among you. And there's another verse that follows after that as well in verse number 11. It's just, I think sometimes people are afraid to preach and teach on rest because that's a sign and a signal of laziness or weakness, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be careful how the words I use, because this is a Christian podcast, but that's a bunch of junk.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I believe in working hard, and my wife and I work hard. We have a staff here at Liberty Baptist that works hard.
Yeah.
There is, and I've watched pastors, I've listened to pastors, preachers all over this country, and I've been in church for 40 years and stuff. There is such thing as called too much.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason people burn out. There's a reason people get depressed. There's a reason people get agitated. There's a reason people quit and stuff. And it's because I think, and I this is my personal opinion, and I think I'm really right on this one here, is that they've never taken opportunities of time weekly to chill.
Yeah.
Because that's a sign of laziness. That's just, no. Not as I read Scripture, not as I study Scripture. I mean, the last I checked in the Gospels in the life of Jesus, and I study his ministry, I believe that man rested. Our Savior rested.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, not just one time, many times in the Old Testament, New Testament, we see examples, and Jesus teaches on this whole idea of resting. And I believe that one thing that I believe that God wants to take an opportunity of during this time of this COVID, possibly, I don't know because I'm not God, is just time to spiritually refresh. And then the last two things, guys, things that we possibly could have missed during this time is connecting with people. We live in a day and age that we can connect with people more so than we ever could. Maybe not physically with people,
mm-hmm.
but some of us have used the opportunity, like, okay, some of us, you know, people fall in different categories. Some people love people, love being around people. Some people tolerate people. Some people don't want to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
at all.
And some of that's just personality differences too, right? I mean, the extroverts were going crazy during this time because they couldn't get out and do and move and active and spend time with people. And some of the introverts came back going, I was just fine. I was loving this, being able to just shut my door at night and watch TV and read books and hang out with the family or not hang out with the family or whatever. And so some of that's personality too. But
yeah, I think it's just, you know, setting a, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give you number six too. Okay, five, because it ties in what I'm talking about. Number five is connecting with people. Number six is being positive. All right? One way we could have connected with people during this time is a simple text message, a simple Facebook message. The thing is, I hate phone calls. I'm going to tell you something. I'm saying this, and Pastor Beischer knows this about me. Everybody who knows me a little bit on staff, I literally despise making phone calls. It's just not my thing. One reason is I'm deaf, and I had the worst trouble understanding people on the phone. I've had a hearing problem for years, and I just don't like making...
I was going to say, it's a legitimate problem. He's not being sarcastic. No, I'm being serious. He really is partially deaf.
I just do not like making phone calls. And again, if Pastor Beischer listens to this, and Pastor Beischer knows this about me, when he says make a phone call, I cringe just because I don't like... not because I don't like people. I just don't like making phone calls. But, and you might be in my shoes. Or I'd rather text, email any day of the week. I just think during this time, with all the negativity that's going on, the opportunities that we could have had on being positive by connecting with people, by sending a simple positive message saying, the good old-fashioned, I'm praying for you as long as you mean it. Or thanks, or to your pastors, thanks for all the work you do. Or ask somebody, hey, is there anything I can do to help? What can I pray for? And the list goes on and on and on. And hopefully we did not miss on that opportunity to be positive, be connected. I mean, have you noticed that people are very negative right now, that people are very angry right now, that people are very frustrated right now, and people are filled with hatred during this time?
Just meanness.
Oh, it's meanness and nastiness. Not talking about the church.
Yeah.
And not in the church as well. And I think during this time, just as much as any time, would have been a great time, and we still have the time, to connect with people. And as we connect with people, focus on positivity more so than the negativity. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us for this podcast again today. We look forward to next week. And you guys have a good weekend. And be safe.